For our weekly Neighbors in Action segment, we highlight an organization that's working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Usually, those organizations are helping humans. But today we're looking at a group who's helping humans' best friends, Hounds of Grace, which stands for Greyhound Retirement, Adoption, Care, and Education, is a Michigan nonprofit that works to find permanent homes for retired greyhounds. Joining me in the studio, Gene Parker, Vice President of Hounds of Grace and a greyhound owner himself. Gene, welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining us, Melissa Williams, who's adopted several greyhounds through Hounds of Grace. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joining here, we've also been joined by two of Gene's greyhounds, Cinch and Jackie. Cinch and Jackie, tell us a little bit about the dogs you brought here today,
heavens.
Gene.
What's not to say? Perfect dogs. Cinch is my foster failure. She came to the house, about 5 years ago and said, I like it here. I'm not leaving. You're keeping me, right? Jackie is one of my current fosters right now.
Okay.
And she's on our website, of course.
And we've become a little bit acquainted with Jackie and Cinch just here in the past few minutes. They seem like adorable animals. Gene, explain, remind our listeners why an organization like Hounds of Grace is necessary.
Sure. When a greyhound is done racing, they need a place to go. So the tracks, the farms are working with groups like Grace to place the hounds in their forever homes.
What are some of the basic characteristics of greyhounds? I mean, these two animals here that you have today are really well-behaved and really wonderful dogs, I can
right.
tell.
You're going to find, I think one of the popular myths is that greyhounds are extremely active, that they need a lot of space, they need a lot of exercise. It's not necessarily the case. This is pretty much what you get. They're real calm. They love to sleep 16, 18 hours a day. What else can I say, Melissa, about greyhounds?
They're the best dogs in the whole world.
they rarely bark. They really do.
Even when they're younger and they're racing, they're relatively placid, or do they chill out like most dogs
right.
do
well,
the older they
now,
get?
If you're talking puppies, they're just terrors on four legs.
Okay.
But once they reach about a year and a half or so, yeah, this is more like their attitude, isn't it, Cinch?
Normal.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Melissa, you went to PetSmart one day to look at some different dogs. Tell us how that led you to adopting your first greyhound?
Well, I had wanted a greyhound from when I was very young. My husband and I bought a house about a year ago, and so we'd been talking about getting a dog, and I had done some research on greyhounds.
Why a greyhound from a very young age? What was it about greyhounds?
I don't know specifically. I was always very in love with horses, and there was something very horse-like about them that I saw. So I had done some research, and I have we have two cats who I've had for quite a long time, and some of the things that I'd read said, you know, some of them weren't great around small animals, so we kind of moved on from that idea. So as we were at PetSmart, I see all these greyhounds come in, and my eyes just got huge, and so we were kind of walking around, and my husband said, well, do you want to go look at the greyhounds? And I said, yeah, I kind of do. So we walked over and met Gene. And he greeted us and said, hi, are you thinking about adopting? And I said, you know, I'd really like to, but I have cats. He said, well, as a matter of fact, these two are being fostered with cats. And I said, oh. And so we really were interested in one of them, beautiful, beautiful girl named Hope. And the people that were fostering her happened to live, you know, just down the road from us, about a mile away. And they said, well, she really likes to be with another hound. And so Gene worked his magic and said, here, take the leash. Do you want to take them for a little walk? And we said, sure. We got to the back of PetSmart, and I looked at my husband. He said, I really like them. I think we should get some. And that's pretty much how we got
Done
our first
deal.
Two girls. Yeah.
How many dog adoption stories are there like that? It's just like all of a sudden you turn a corner a lot sooner than you think. We went through something very, very similar, not with a greyhound, but it's like, oh, this is a done deal. Bear is coming home with us. Gene, how long have you been a greyhound owner yourself?
I think I was adopted by Sophie. And that's the way it is. I think about 2002.
Yeah. Who rescued who, right?
Right.
That's as the bumper sticker says.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing. on the home visits, when we adopt out a hound, we'll connect a home visit. And I usually leave it up to the dogs, the hounds, to make the final decision. Do they like it in the home? Do they like the people that that they're going to be living with? Mm. And you can usually tell. The dogs will very often, like as Melissa said, pick them out, pick their owners out.
I'm speaking with Gene Parker, Vice President of Grace, and Melissa Williams, who's adopted several Greyhounds through the organization Grace stands for, Greyhound Retirement Adoption Care and Education. In the mid-Michigan area, Gene, are there more dogs than there are families, or how does the demand and supply thing work out?
Sometimes I wonder about that myself, Mark. But right now, we do have some hounds looking for homes. As they retire from the track, as I said, we'll work with the farm owners and and some of the tracks to bring the dogs back. So right now, we do have, I think, about a dozen dogs available, a dozen hounds available right now.
How does the process work?
For adoption?
If someone is considering adopting a greyhound, how does that work out?
Sure. I encourage folks to, first of all, come to a meet and greet. Interact with some hounds on a neutral ground. If you have other pets, another small dog, for example, bring them along with you and let's watch the interaction. And we'll then try to match you up. There's an online application. And based on that application, as well as talking with the individuals, we'll make an assessment. We think Jackie, for example, would be a good fit for your home. Then we'll set up a home visit.
Now, how fast can a greyhound run when it's racing?
Oh, heavens. They're capable of 45 miles an hour in 3 strides.
Wow. 45 miles per hour.
Yeah. Now, they don't sustain that. They're sprinters, but they're capable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's top end.
Right.
Well, Melissa, tell us about your decision to try fostering a third greyhound. What happened there? How'd that work out?
my husband, after many months, agreed to foster a dog because I thought that would be a really neat experience to see them come from the track and learn about couches and toys and treats and stuff like that. So I had a really neat opportunity to go down to Kansas and bring some fosters back. Well, we met I say little guy because he's young. His name is Pete now. We brought him back to foster him. And about 36 hours later, we decided we were in love and we were going to keep him. And so he is 9 months old now. So he's still kind of puppy fuzz and trouble. But he's a really, really sweet dog and gets along with our girls. And the foot has been put down again about a fourth dog. But it really didn't take me that long to get that third in the house. So, you know, we'll see.
Cinch and Jackie are retired race dogs here, Gene. But now, does Grace take a stand on racing?
No, we are neutral. We are neutral.
How can people it seems like the main part of your mission is finding good homes for these. So if you've got a volunteer dimension to your organization, that's the best way to volunteer for Hounds of Grace. But do you have volunteer needs beyond that?
We do. the foster homes, as we've talked about, transporting the hounds, that's always a biggie. As you know, Melissa mentioned, running down to Kansas or West Virginia to bring back some hounds. My wife does that a lot. Melissa's gone a couple of times. It's always good to do this in pairs. So we do need people to help with that. Even moving the hounds from a foster home to a new foster home or to their home visit. Mm-hmm. We can use help at our meet and greets for wrangling the hounds.
Well, you wouldn't know it by the sound of this interview, but we are accompanied here by two greyhounds, Cinch and Jackie, here in our Neighbors in Action interview with Hounds of Grace. I'm told that greyhounds are known for something as ruining. What is ruining, Gene?
Well,
you're going to rue the day that you let animals into the radio. No, that's
ruining is something that they typically do in the middle of the night, okay, when you're sound asleep. That seems when it happens. Greyhounds, for the most part, don't bark. They can bark. We have one at home that didn't get that memo. But generally speaking, they don't bark. But they do ruin kind of a thing. I'll imitate. You know, if they hear, well, I had a foster that when the phone rang, he would sing along with the phone, or they hear a siren in the distance. Or if they get bored.
Now, does that qualify as a roo?
Well,
that sounded kind of like a yawn,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that's more of a yawn.
Now, can you induce rooing?
I'll try here. No? No, Jackie's just looking at me.
I'll tell you.
Saying, what are you doing?
Is it real or is it Memorex? I mean, you could have fooled most of our listeners that was actual dog rooing. And what about if people are possibly interested in there's a little music there for us. If people are interested in fostering or adopting Gene, where can they find you?
Houndsofgrace.org is our website. We have an online application. We have a number of fosters that are there, some that aren't on the website yet, of course. But there is an online application. Contact information is on there. For me here locally, we have members, foster homes all over the state. So find someone that's local on our calendar. Look for a meet and greet.
Melissa, what would you say to somebody who wants a dog but hasn't even given a greyhound a second thought?
You will never regret bringing a greyhound into your life. They are just, there's a wide variety of personalities and colors, and I can guarantee that anybody will find a greyhound that will fit their lifestyle and their personality. They're just incredible, and, you know, they're giving and loving, and you will get far more from them than you ever give to them.
I've been speaking with Melissa Williams, who has adopted several greyhounds through our featured organization here today on Neighbors in Action, Hounds of Grace. That stands for Greyhound Retirement Adoption Care and Education. We've also been with Gene Parker, Vice President of the organization, and we want to thank Cinch and Jackie for being such well-behaved guests here today in Studio S. Best of luck to both of you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.